In January, the Trump administration announced plans to expand offshore oil and gas drilling to nearly all of the U.S. coastline. Since then, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has said he would exempt Florida from offshore drilling, and that has prompted a growing number of Republican and Democratic governors and legislators from coastal states to demand the same exemption as well. One of them is Nancy Mace, a Republican state representative in South Carolina, whose district includes parts of Charleston and the Lowcountry. Nancy Mace, welcome to Living on Earth.
Thank you for having me.
Why are you concerned about oil and gas drilling?
You know, when we have a $20 billion tourism industry, it employs 600,000 people annually. People don't come to Charleston or anywhere along the coast to look off our coast and see oil drilling. They come for our beautiful beaches. As the governor said, these are shores lined with gold. They're absolutely stunning. We have beautiful live oak trees, good people, good food. That's why people come down here, and not to see offshore oil drilling. Obviously, there are environmental concerns, what happens to fish out there and mammals, as the Department of Interior has already stated, at least to some degree. South Carolina did seismic testing off the shore in 1977. They didn't find anything then. They're not going to find anything now. So why are we doing this? Why are we going to disturb what's out there? And then you have commercial fishing. That's going to disturb that industry as well. And so when you talk to every municipality along the coast, this is not something any of them want.
But now what about the interior of South Carolina?
Right. Well, I think there's a lot of support for offshore seismic testing and oil drilling in inland in the upstate because it ain't in their backyard. They don't have to deal with it. They don't have to see what's going to happen.
So to what extent is this a NIMBY, not in my backyard, issue, that it's okay for, say, other states like Louisiana or in your state even, folks upstate are saying that it's okay to have this, but you don't want to have tar balls rolling up on the beach?
We've got plenty of tar balls elsewhere in this country. I don't think we need to create new ones. So,
what concerns do you have about the cost of the infrastructure to support offshore oil drilling?
Well, we have issues. Now, I can barely get a road restriped in my district right now, let alone widened. And, you know, this is on a road that has 89,000 vehicles per day, some of the most in the state. And so when we can't do for ourselves for economic development reasons, because this is a road that comes right out of one of our terminals at the port, then we certainly can't even think to take this on right now. It just is not going to happen from a fiscal standpoint. We don't have the money.
To what extent is this a states' rights issue?
I think it's the number one issue. I mean, when Ryan Zinke gave Florida a hall pass and allowed them to opt out of this federal issue, well, then that opened the door to states' rights. So you can't do for one and not allow the others to opt out. I mean, essentially, in Congressman Mark Sanford, that's his number one take on this issue, is that issue of federalism.
You know, it wasn't too long ago that the former head of the Republican Party famously said, drill, baby, drill. I thought that fossil fuel extraction is the shibboleth of the Republican Party. What's going on?
Well, I don't necessarily disagree. I mean, that we want to do the pipeline in Alaska, but now we're exporting, right? And so I don't see at the federal level that great of a need right now to try and find more oil out there, particularly along the coast of South Carolina. I don't see the need.
Now, as I understand it, you supported Donald Trump. You campaigned with him.
Correct.
And you helped him get elected there in South Carolina. How do you feel about Trump's environmental agenda, given this development?
Well, I am my own person. I am my own woman. I have my own ideas. And I'm proud of the work that I did on Trump's presidential campaign. When it came down to it, we had two choices, and I knew which one was better. But that doesn't mean I'm going to be like a blind sheep and follow hook, line, and sinker. I have my own ideas. I represent a district along the coast in South Carolina, and I'm going to look at first and foremost for my constituents.
Some people say we don't need to drill for this oil because it's more fossil fuel burn means faster sea level rise, that sort of thing. To what extent do concerns about climate factor into your concern about this drilling?
I haven't looked at it from that perspective, and I'm not a climate change sort of person. I see this issue being a bipartisan issue that I can get behind for a number of reasons. One being the issue of federalism, two being the cost prohibitive nature of the inland infrastructure. Third being the environment. We do care about our coast down here. We do care about our environment. There's so much development going on in the Charleston area. We have 47 people a day that move down here to this area. And so we have a lot of development and growth issues. And that's where my heart is what can we do to preserve what we have now? If we develop it all away, it's going to be gone and there's going to be no reason for people to come and visit.
What are the flooding risks right now there in the Low Country, Charleston and the islands?
If it sprinkles, it floods. So the city of Charleston is built on, the peninsula itself was built on a landfill, and that landfill is sinking. I mean, that's not strong ground to be on. And so we do have our own issues with flooding, not just on the peninsula, but throughout the Low Country. It is a huge problem for us for various reasons. We have a lot of marshes and marshland where I personally live. It was built on a marsh. So anytime we have a hurricane or a big storm, flooding is always going to be a concern for the residents of the Low Country.
To what extent might you look into the climate effects on the flooding there in the Low Country and how that might inform policy?
I won't. It's not part of my agenda. I see that as more of a federal issue, and I'm trying to tackle what I can at the state level, which right now, particularly, that's infrastructure. We have a nuclear power plant, $9 billion nuclear power plant mess, about 50% built. The contractor has bailed and gone bankrupt, and ratepayers are left holding the bag. We're trying to walk ourselves out of that. And then the offshore drilling issue came up because it's a bipartisan issue that many of us are very upset about and want to do what we can. I'm still waiting on my simple House resolution that just says we're against this as a body to get a hearing, and it hasn't yet. So we have some work to do down here.
It sounds like old-fashioned Republicans who were into conservation back in the day. What's going on?
Right. No, there are. I would say there is a caucus of Republicans who care about the environment, who care about these issues. They want to do what's best. And this is an issue that I think both the Republicans and Democrats can come together on. And in this era right now that we're in right now, that's quite a good thing, in my opinion.
Nancy Mace is the state representative for South Carolina's 99th district that includes the city of Charleston. Thanks so much for taking the time with us today, Representative.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.